If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Describe a dark moment in your life when things could have taken a turn for the worse.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I'll share this, you know. So when I was, you know, during my teenage years, like, coming up, you know, me and a lot of my friends got into, like, doing drugs and selling drugs. And, you know, a lot of them are not here anymore. So it could have been me. I've, you know, everyone that I came up with besides a couple people, they're, like, they're gone. So, you know, it was, you know, it's happening now, too. You see, you know, the younger generation and even just anyone, really. It doesn't discriminate, but, you know, there's fentanyl and everything right now, so it's sad. So for me, you know, getting off of the opiates and really kind of taking that seriously, and, you know, it changed my life for the complete better. Like, I can't even explain how my life flourished after I stopped messing with that stuff. So it's like, you know, people don't understand the consequences at the end of the day. You know, they're kind of living for the moment and maybe not really educated on what it does. But, you know, for me, it could have been either way. I could have not been here. So, you know, there was a different plan for me. So I don't take that lightly. So I do everything I can to, you know, honor the people that aren't here anymore, because, you know, they would have been right here with me doing all the cool things I get to do, but they're not because of that. And sometimes I have, like, survivor's guilt because of that, but it also motivates me to just to do more and just to be grateful of what I have.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel deeply for individuals myself, and I've learned that you can't really feel guilt, because at the end of the day, we all make decisions and choices.
That's right.
And when we carry around that guilt, it definitely leaves, you know, darkness on our soul, because it leaves us to think all these things that coulda, woulda, shoulda happened, or done, or did
right.
Do.
So, yeah.
It's unfortunate. It's a vicious cycle out here.
I pray for people, man. I pray that they get the understanding that I have, because it's a beautiful life. It really is. You just gotta kind of make it a beautiful life. You gotta kind of shape it yourself. You gotta put in the effort and the work. You just have to.
Exactly. So with that, can you share a positive experience, you know, that influenced your decision to pursue music?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll share this. I always pay homage where homage is due. You know, I met my brother 17 years, you know, when I was younger, he was rapping. His name's Jay Bird. He's over in Lil Flip's camp in Houston. He works closely with Flip, been on tour with him. He grew up around in my area. We met playing basketball. He didn't have a great situation at the time. He wound up living with me and my family and kind of like got me addicted to the culture of writing and rapping and really kind of falling in love with the mechanics and lyricism. And, you know, he taught me a lot of what I know. And, you know, we're able, you know, me and him went through a lot of things. So that's kind of like amazing that we're still doing what we're doing and being able to do what we do. So I will always pay homage to my brother. So that's, you know, the relationships that we form in music are sometimes for a lifetime. And sometimes you get to meet special individuals that really kind of impact you and change your perspective on things.
Yes, yes. Music is beautiful all the way around. What are your thoughts on the current state of the music industry?
I have mixed feelings, you know. It's upsetting to see a lot of great talent being overlooked because people are more popular, might have been in a better position. But it's also, you can't hate that because they're just trying to win too, you know what I mean? But I think it definitely changes the climate of hip-hop because I feel like we need to get back to, you know, focusing on making good songs and be creative and really try to get out of your comfort zone a little bit. I think that's what makes a great artist is someone that can, you know, diversify and not only do just one type of music, but, you know, be vulnerable sometimes or, you know, try to speak a message of something. You know, I'm not saying you got to do it on every single track, but I feel like, you know, as a culture, we need to kind of respect it a little more. I feel like there's not a lot of people that kind of have that respect for the craft and the music. It's more of a way to gain clout and money. And I feel like if we kind of get back to, you know, respecting the music and the influence of the music, that we could get in a better place with it. But as far as like a whole, you know, there's great music coming out always. If you look for it, you'll find it. So that's just what I'm going to say about that.
Exactly. Yeah, there's over 200,000 records being distributed. And just think about how many of those records are not being heard. So, yes, there's a lot of music out there.
Very oversaturated, so it's kind of, you really got to kind of stand out, and like I said, it's pay to play, you know, you got to put money into what you're doing.
Yeah.
You have to put money into what you're doing, and you got to be smart about it, you know. It's, you know, it's very tricky, but, you know, if you really believe in what you're doing, and you know that the music is good, you know what I mean? Don't have just yes men around you that's going to tell you, you know what I mean? Like, you need to be challenged. You need to have constructive criticism and, you know, try to develop a good relationship with a producer, an engineer, and a videographer. And if you don't, try to pick it up and try to do it yourself. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of ways, you know, and especially with social media, you never know. You never know. There could be a video and you might not think it's that, and then it goes completely viral. I've seen it plenty of times. So, you know, just don't worry about the immediate results. Just, you know, just keep doing what you're doing.
Exactly. Can you break down one record that resonated with your fan base and took off?
I'll bring it back to my boy, Jay Bird. Me and him got a song right now called Wrist Lock. Engineered by my boy Mix by Ray. It's doing numbers right now, and I feel like it's doing so well because of how organic it is. Like, me and him have known each other for 17 years. I've been through everything. So it's like you feel that on the track, like, you know, it's just super organic and I love it. And it's a great, you guys just check it out. It's dope. It's super dope.
Awesome. I'll definitely check that out.
Yes, it's a good track. It's a great track to like wake up and bump. It'll get you motivated for the day. It's dope.
Awesome. I love the positive vibes.
Absolutely. That's what we try to do over here. You gotta keep it positive no matter what.
Amen. So why do you feel people believe in and support your movement?
I think it's just because of my authenticity and just I'm just a genuine person. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm not trying to be, you know, someone else. I'm not trying to portray myself as anyone. I'm just chilling, making music, and just doing cool things with my boys. That's it.
Awesome. So what's one thing you want to improve in 2024 to become a better person and artist aiming to create generational wealth for you and your family?
Honestly, I just got to keep doing what I'm doing, you know. I'm blessed to be around, you know, some pretty important people that are kind of putting me on and teaching me. And, you know, I definitely have some mentors in my corner that have established wealth for themselves. So, you know, they say you are who you hang out with. So if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. So I just try to challenge myself. You know, I challenge myself to, you know, always be, you know, open to learn. Don't get too ahead of yourself. As soon as you think, oh, I got it. You probably don't. You got to remain humble. And that's just, I just try to keep a level head and just keep putting myself out there, making the right connections, doing the right things, going to the right events, you know, performing at the right places. So that's just it. I just got to keep going, really. I'm in a very fortunate spot right now.
Awesome. So what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Music Hypebeast podcast today?
I would say the questions are great. It's more focused on, you know, about the artist or, you know, the music rather than just bait questions. So I appreciate that. And yeah, I just do very good hospitality. I like that.
Thank you. Can you spell out your Instagram handle nice and slow, letter by letter, so that people can follow you?
Yeah, of course. So this is on all socials and all streaming platforms. It is FLARE6XO. And O is the letter, not the number.
Listeners, we have another authentic episode in the books on the 99.7 The Heat Miami podcast. Listen to the 99.7 The Heat Miami podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Flare6XO, today's interview has been deeply revealing and thought-provoking. Your story and courage are truly inspiring to anyone who believes in the power of pursuing in their dreams. Thank you once again for sharing your journey on the Music Hypebeast podcast today. It's been an honor to interview this afternoon and watch you rise to the world of hip hop. Follow me on IG and I'll follow you back at Official AROX. That's OFFICIAL. Sorry. OFFICIALAROCKSS. Connect with Radio Pushers and the Music Hypebeast on IG at Radio Pushers. RADIOPUSHERS. Radio Pushers TV and the Music Hypebeast. Download the official Radio Pushers app and get connected. Don't forget to follow 99.7 The Heat Miami podcast on TuneIn and iHeartRadio. Always strive to improve yourself. Yes, avoid following the crowd, set your own trends, and prioritize results over hype. Peace.
All right, we got it done.